Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast, focusing on what's important to the total Army community. Today's episode is brought to you by GEICO. This Military Appreciation Month, GEICO would like to thank all current and retired military personnel. As a member of AUSA, you could qualify for a special discount. It's GEICO's way of saying thanks for all you do.
Hello, everyone. I'm Command Sergeant Major Retired Troy Welch. Welcome to this edition of the Soldier Today podcast. Soldier Today podcast is a product of a non-commissioned officer and soldier programs directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers and their families serving the regular Army, Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our newest topic of discussion today is the Korea Defense Veterans Association, or as well known as KDVA. KDVA was established in May of 2017, and they have four guiding priorities: enhance, advocate for, and educate about the ROC-US alliance, recognize and support service members, government civilians, and their families who have or are serving in the ROC-US alliance, service members with professional networking, mentoring, volunteering, and researching opportunities, and honor and support the veterans who defended South Korea during the Korean War. Today, we have a special guest that has firsthand knowledge of the great things KDVA does in support of the ROC-US alliance. With us in the studio today is Colonel Retired Steve Lee, Senior Vice President of Operations for KDVA. Colonel Lee, thanks for joining us here on the Soldier Today podcast show. I, as well as our listeners, know that KDVA and you are extremely busy, and we thank you for taking the time to share some of the things that KDVA is involved with.
Hey, Sergeant Major. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to engage the great members of AUSA. It should be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be fun. I think our listeners are going to be interested to know what KDVA does, especially for those who may not understand what the ROC-US Alliance is all about. But before we get into that, sir, I thought we would begin by supporting our SMA's initiative. You know, SMA Grinston has said time and time again it's important to get to know the members of your squad. So, if you could please share with us a little bit about yourself, you know, like where you grew up, why did you decide to become a soldier, and what attracted you to KDVA?
Sure, Sergeant Major. I was born in Daegu, South Korea, and came to Virginia when I was six with my parents, two sisters, two uncles, and a family, and my grandmother. My childhood was amazing because we had so many neighbors in Virginia Beach who opened their homes and hearts to my family and me. Being new to the United States and not able to speak English yet, their welcome left a very lasting impression about how good Americans can be. I entered the military through West Point because I thought it was the best education experience out there, and I looked forward to serving in the Army. I didn't hear a calling to go into the Army, but as I grew further as an adult at West Point and in the Army, I realized that Army life was my way of life. I love the discipline, sense of camaraderie, duty, honor, all for a country that I loved. Looking back on my 29-year Army career, I had no clue how transformative my Army life would be for my family and me. Joining KDVA is the ideal organization for an old Army foreign area officer or FAO like me. I am basically doing what I did for 22 of my 29 years in the Army, and that is supporting the Korea-U.S. alliance. And I picked up the mission of supporting our veterans who defended South Korea and built the alliance. So working at KDVA is a meaningful and fun experience. For a retired Army soldier, having a job that is meaningful and fun is all that I could ask for. So thanks, Army Major.
That's pretty awesome. You know, I learned something. I didn't know you were from Daegu. I served down in Daegu when I was in Korea. Small world. Well, sounds like Army was obviously good to you and your family, so the KDVA is thankful to have you on board as our Senior Vice President for Operations. So thanks for sharing a little bit of your story with us. We appreciate it. Sir, I understand that KDVA membership is free, which I think is great. But, you know, like any other association, people want to know what they're going to get by joining. Why should people join or support KDVA? And more importantly, how can they become members?
You know, KDVA strives to be a connector and convener for anyone interested in supporting the Korea-U.S. Alliance and our veterans. And we offer people a chance to be a part of a growing premier professional organization that supports the ROK-U.S. Alliance, that they help build and continue to serve, to network and have access to experts and experiences found nowhere else. Just take a look at our board of directors and council advisors at kdva.vet, and you will see decades of experience and devotion to Korea and the alliance between our two countries. These senior leaders give their time and effort as volunteers, and their expertise, again, is found nowhere else. It's truly remarkable what they do for KDVA, again, as volunteers. Members can also connect with others they serve with in Korea, can participate in forums, webinars, and events. We provide opportunities to volunteer in leadership positions as interns, as research associates, and community service. And people should consider joining KDVA to get their thoughts published in our quarterly journal. Joining KDVA is simple and takes about 2 minutes. By going to kdva.vet, that's V-E-T. General retired Vincent Brooks, who served as the commander of the United Nations Command, Combined Forces Command, and U.S. Forces Korea, huge title, right? is the KDVA chairman and president. And he set a goal of doubling our membership in 2021. We have been on a historic wave the last 2 months in membership applications. So I encourage people who have served in Korea to please take a look at KDVA and jump on board. When some people are asked about joining a group, now they might ask themselves, you know, what's in it for me? I think it's a fair question, and I hope I have answered it to some degree today. If I didn't, please contact me at steve.lee.kdva@gmail.com. I'd love to discuss what's on their mind. Thanks, Sergeant Major.
Well, sir, as you well know, I'm a former Command Sergeant Major of UNC, CFC, and USFK, and 8th Army. So I fully understand the importance of the ROK-U.S. Alliance. And for our listeners out there, no secrets here, I'm also a board member of KDVA. I appreciate what you said as far as explaining the benefit of becoming a member. And also, I think one of the most important things that you said in there is about connecting with people that you may have served with or people that have served in the Korean War that you just might want to reach out to and talk. So in addition to everything else you said, I mean, that connection is pretty powerful. And I really appreciate everything that KDVA does to help enhance and support the ROK-U.S. Alliance. I think it's very important. Thanks for sharing that with us, sir. And I hope people do go to kdva.vet and look it up and do a little research on their own. Sir, I understand that KDVA wants to support the Alliance and our veterans, but why should Americans who really don't know a whole lot about Korea, they may drive a Hyundai or they may own a Samsung phone, but that may be all they know about Korea. So why should they care? Why should they care about Korea?
Okay, so this question goes to the core of what we as Americans value. And I think they fall in two very broad categories of prosperity and security. Both support each other in our pursuit of a good quality of life. Our vital interest in Korea has spanned over 70 years. We have a mutual defense treaty with South Korea, strong economic ties, cultural ties. There are 2 million Korean Americans living in the United States. South Korea has been with us in Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, and anti-pirate operations in the Persian Gulf. On the prosperity front, South Korea has made amazing, and I mean amazing, progress. In 1960, South Korea was poorer than Iraq and Zimbabwe, and they had very little natural resources or industry. Today, South Korea is a member of the G20 and a leading manufacturer of microchips, LCD panels, and automobiles. Most of South Korea's incredible success is because of the hardworking Korean people, no doubt about that. And most Koreans will also say that their success was greatly supported by their alliance with the United States. The U.S. is South Korea's second largest trading partner, and South Korea is the U.S.'s sixth. The two countries reached $168 billion in trade in 2019 with manufactured goods, agricultural products, services, and high-tech goods. South Korea's role as a regional and global leader continues to grow, as we saw in their very successful COVID-19 response. South Korea even donated 2.5 million protective masks to the United States. South Korea is a major donor and leader in health security, innovation, pop culture, or what they call K-pop, and humanitarian assistance. And then on the security front, the ROK-US alliance is a strong deterrence against North Korea and a vital link in the chain of global security to protect American interests. You know, the issue of stability in the Korean Peninsula is, quote, not only a regional conflict, but it would have global impact, unquote, as General Curtis Gapparotti, the former U.S. four-star commander in Korea and then Europe, has stated. The U.S. military in the region, you know, reduces the chance of conflict between Japan and China and provides open and secure trade. The 28,500 U.S. service members in Korea work together with their Korean partners to protect South Koreans over there, but also to protect the American way of life and lives here for all Americans who enjoy the free flow of high-tech Korean goods, for the 2 million Korean Americans who have ties in both countries, and for Americans who want to learn more about their Korean counterparts, like you and a lot of our audience members today. The ROK-US alliance also matters to Americans because South Korea provides the U.S. one of its closest allies in a region of the world in which almost 25%, believe that, 25% of the world's population reside. Several of its biggest militaries are, where I think several of the world's largest economies are. Think of the tremendous loss to the American way of life without South Korea. Finally, the Korea Defense Veterans Association advocates for and supports the 1.8 million U.S. service members who fought in the Korean War and the 3.3 million U.S. troops who served in Korea since the signing of the Armistice Agreement in July 1953. These millions of Americans who served in Korea give the United States really a powerful legacy of what their work helped build, the strongest and most unique alliance in the world. The ROK-US alliance is truly irreplaceable. So as Americans, we should be very proud of that and should recognize the vital importance of Korea to Americans.
You know, sir, you made a couple of great points, and I appreciate your comments. I was there when they did the 50th anniversary, and the Korean government paid for a lot of Korean War veterans to come back to the peninsula to celebrate that milestone. And I had the pleasure of speaking with some of those veterans that you spoke about that had never returned to the peninsula since they left after the armistice. And they were amazed at the progress that Korea had made. You know, they, in their minds, was thinking of Korea during their time there. And a couple of them had told me that, you know, when they left, there wasn't a building in Korea that was over two stories tall, and now you got these skyscrapers. And they were just truly amazed at the technology advancements that Korea had made and everything that they had done. And so it was really a treat to talk to them, let them know that none of that would have been possible without their support. So in a sense, I would convey to them, see what you started, you know, look what you helped build. And it was really a great experience. So to talk about all the advances that Korea has made over the last several decades, it truly is amazing. It really is. I enjoyed my time there, and the people are just phenomenal. I think there's a saying that you might agree with, Colonel Lee, that, you know, when you make a Korean friend, you have a friend for life. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And I still keep in touch with people over there. Yeah, it's an amazing place to be assigned. And, you know, you may recall that it was very difficult to get soldiers to come to Korea, right? Because they all heard about, you know, maybe their grandfather's Korea, right? And so they really didn't want to go over there. I remember a time I went back to the academy, and I was talking to some sergeant majors to get ready to graduate, and I was trying to get some of them to come to Korea. And when I first started our briefing, nobody raised their hand that they wanted to go to Korea. And I created this DVD with a Katusa soldier. And for those of you who don't know what a Katusa is, it's a Korean augmentee of the United States Army. They've been in place since back in the 1950s. But we created a DVD, and this soldier talked about his home country. And, of course, we did video from the various installations. And once our briefing was done and that video was done, I asked the audience to get us. And now, how many people want to come to Korea? I filled every slot that I needed.
Great.
Well, they got to look at it as Korea is a growing and a metropolitan city that is just phenomenal, you know, and they couldn't connect those dots. And I say all that to our listeners to say that you really owe it to yourself to take a good look at what KDVA does and the importance of Korea. Everything that they do, not only to support the service members that are stationed on the peninsula, but the global impact that they do have, and the importance of KDVA maintaining that, or helping maintaining and focusing on that strong ROC-US alliance. I have served all around the world, and I've never experienced such a great collaboration and strong connection with any other foreign military than I did when I was serving over there, and I got the opportunity, the pleasure, to work with all the services and their ROC counterpart. It was just impressive.
Hey, everyone. We hope you're enjoying the show. We'd like to take a moment to thank GEICO for making this episode possible. This Military Appreciation Month, GEICO would like to thank all current and retired military personnel. As a member of AUSA, you could qualify for a special discount. It's GEICO's way of saying thanks for all you do.
So, again, thanks for that, sir. And I know I probably, you know, swayed off a little bit here, so let's get us back on track. But I think it was very important to share that, and I hope people can appreciate it. Sir, next month, because you mentioned earlier, right, next month marks the 71st anniversary of the Korean War. What is KDVA doing to educate the public about the Korean War veterans, the alliance, and their importance to maintaining stability on the peninsula?
Sergeant Major, you mentioned earlier, one of the main priorities of KDVA is to educate people about the alliance, Korea, and our veterans. So, you know, we have an ongoing I Know a Korean War Veteran campaign in which we encourage people to send us stories and pictures about Korean War veterans. They're all listed in our digital library at kdva.vet. And then on the 25th of June, as part of our commemoration of the start of the Korean War, the KDVA will conduct a webinar about Korean War veterans and their vital contributions to South Korea's freedom and regional stability. KDVA started conducting webinars in June 2020 during the global pandemic. We did, I think, about 16 webinars in 2020, and then in 2021, we'll do more than that. And it's a great platform to continue connecting with our members, supporters, and partners all over the world. We will continue to raise awareness about the alliance and our veterans in our quarterly journal, monthly newsletter, and daily news updates. The KDVA interns, our program is called the KDVA Internship Program, or KIP, K-I-P. They started a new program called the Alliance 101 and Korea 101 series on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website. The series is intended to provide basic and interesting facts about the alliance in Korea. For example, did you know that the Combined Forces Command, that is composed of U.S. and South Korean forces, was founded on the 7th of November, 1978? Or that Incheon Airport near Seoul has been voted the best airport in the world, not just once or three times, but a record 12 straight years. It's actually quite amazing.
That's a phenomenal airport. I can attest to that. I've flown in and out of Incheon many, many times. It is incredible.
it's deservedly number one. And then, you know, this month we started KDVA 101 series because May is KDVA's anniversary month. KDVA 101 provides information about KDVA since its founding in 2017 as a 501c3 nonprofit in Virginia. And now we have a growing membership of almost 2,000 members and over 23,400 Facebook followers. You know, we're doing all of this at an increasing amount of our communications in both English and Korean. All our webinars are in both languages, as are our monthly newsletters and quarterly journals. We have a great group of volunteers in the KDVA language team, and we deeply appreciate their time and effort. And in 2021, all of this is being done under the theme of defense and diplomacy together for the alliance, because we believe that it will take the combined efforts of defense and diplomacy to make the alliance better and help resolve issues with North Korea. So we welcome AUSA members to participate in all these activities, Sergeant Major.
Sir, that's awesome. I mean, I think it's great, everything that the KDVA is doing. Can you talk about the Wall of Remembrance?
Yeah, sure. You know, our great partners, the Korean War Veterans Memorial Foundation, is heading that effort, and it's been years in the making. And they're finally going to have a groundbreaking ceremony when South Korean President Moon comes for his summit meeting with President Biden on the 21st of May. And on that wall, they are going to list all of the names of the Korean War veterans who died, all 36,574 of them, plus about 8,000 Katusas. So the groundbreaking ceremony will occur during the summit around the 21st of May, and it's going to continue to be an important reminder of the great sacrifices of Korean War veterans and the importance of our alliance with South Korea.
That's great. Thanks for talking about that a little bit, sir. I think it's important to let people know that that is happening and KDVA's involvement in that. So appreciate you giving us a little bit of an update on that. Sir, as you know, I'm very familiar with the website, KDVA's website, and I'll repeat it again, kdva.net. And I know that we have several organizations that we list as partners, and it's quite an extensive and impressive list. What can you tell us about these organizations and some of the joint work that KDVA is doing together?
You know, KDVA really appreciates the mutual support and benefits for us and our partners, because KDVA fully understands and embraces the power of working with others to amplify our mutual efforts and words. Our partners have a wide audience, great people in their organizations, and amazing ideas. They all are important to KDVA's efforts for the alliance and our veterans. So, for example, KDVA has been working with the Korea Society and Korean Economic Institute of America for our Defense and Diplomacy Dialogue, or 3D series. We will bring together Korean American defense and diplomatic leaders to discuss and recommend ways we can make the alliance better. We appreciate the opportunity to partner with AUSA on this podcast. And later this year, when pandemic conditions allow, we will partner with AUSA for the first ROK US Alliance Conference. We were going to hold it last year, but could not do it due to the pandemic. So we're very much looking forward to working with AUSA again. And we thank our very close partner, the Korea-US Alliance Foundation, or KUSF, for working hard to raise funds for KDVA. That is their charter mission, and their efforts, as well as our generous donors, literally make possible our work. KDVA is always looking for partnerships with like-minded organizations. So if AUSA members know of any organizations that might be a good fit for us, again, please send me a note at stevelee.kdva@gmail.com.
Well, that's great, sir. I know that we're doing a lot of great work with those other organizations. And you're right. Without some of the hard work of those, KDVA would struggle to exist. So it's very important to make those great relationships work. And I know you are. I know you're doing a great job of that. You know, sir, as the guy who runs those day-to-day operations for KDVA, did your Army career at all prepare you for this job? And if so, how?
Sure, absolutely. As with everyone's Army career, you know, mine was unique because of my own experience and the people that I met along the way. My Army journey taught me the importance of thinking about a situation and applying the basics to best effect. I routinely use the military decision-making process, risk assessment, backwards planning, you know, thinking through second and third order effects, and many other skills and practices that the Army taught me. The people that I work with, socialize with, share personal and professional victories and failures with, trained with, deployed with, raised our children with, all helped me understand the important softer skills of empathy and emotional intelligence that are vital in my job of running day-to-day operations for this multinational organization. So I am very, very thankful to the Army for helping me become who I am. And my wife, Grace, is also very thankful. Without the Army, you know, we may have never met at the right time in the right place. But that's a story for another time.
I can appreciate that. Well, I can attest, sir, you've done a great job, and you're doing a great job. You've taken the operations and KDVA to a next level on all the hard work you're doing to get the word out. I know the webinars and these podcasts and stuff like that takes a lot of effort, a lot of work. So I do appreciate what you're doing, as I'm sure all the other board members do as well. You're the right guy for the job, and you prove it every single day in what you do and your efforts to keep KDVA in the minds of everybody and driving that membership. So kudos to you, sir. Well done. And I'm happy to see that, you know, KDVA continues to grow, and I'm hoping that this will help get the word out a little bit more. Sir, it was a pleasure having you here today, and we hope that you will come back and join us again. I'd like to give you the last word. So do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to provide our listeners?
Sure, Sergeant Major. Thank you. Three quick thoughts, if you don't mind. One, as we're about to break out of our 15-month-long pandemic restrictions, I think it's a good time to reflect on the turmoil that our nation is going through. And I hope we enter into a better time for all Americans by being less divisive and more understanding and inclusive. Second, as part of entering a better time period, I would like to encourage people who care about or just interested in Korea, the U.S.-Korea Alliance, or our veterans, to visit our website, and it would be an honor to have you become a KDVA member. Finally, today on U.S. Memorial Day, I would like to encourage everyone to remember all Americans who died defending the American way of life. Among them are 36,574 who died during the Korean War, and hundreds more after the signing of the Korean Armistice Agreement in July 1953. And please try to connect with or remember their families who missed them very much. I really thank AUSA for having KDVA on this program. And thank you, Sergeant Major Welch, for your great work for our Army. There are very few soldiers who I have met in my 29-year career who are as dedicated and caring as you. So thank you very much for this opportunity to be here with AUSA.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate those words. And I know that people on Memorial Day, I know that they'll take your words to heart. And I know most people keep our fallen in their minds and hearts, and we'll recognize that. And I appreciate you sharing those thoughts with us. Unfortunately, sir, our time has come to an end and to close this edition of Soldier Day podcast. All of us here at the Association of the United States Army want to thank you, Colonel Lee, for joining us today and for sharing your story and giving us an important update on the Korea Defense Veterans Association. And I encourage everybody to go to KDVA.net and become a member, or at least take the time to take a look at what KDVA does. As an Army alumnus, I can say from all of us across the country, thank you and the entire team for what you have done and all that you continue to do for the Army and the American people.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters Podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters Podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Papua.